Blog Talk Radio.
So I'm kind of open today. We're going to talk about all those things we're going to be talking about because we're in an election cycle. And we're talking about the depopulation and the repopulation. And what do you think about the fact that the second ward goes from Chicago Avenue, look online, y'all, those who are at home, from Chicago Avenue, Chicago Avenue that's down there, down on the northern end, all the way to Fullerton. That's the second ward. And the third ward goes to Roosevelt, and then you get from Clark over to Lake Shore, you look at Allen House, and you depopulate the other end, and then you look at what's happening in South Shore, and you drive that. And you look at the depopulation of black people. That's all I'm saying. I mean, what is your vote worth? And senior citizens, I said that last week, and I'm going to say it again. Our seniors sometimes have really, we have hurt our community without realizing it. Somebody give you a little a bus to ride the boat or give you some bingo money or come be nice and pat your head, and you vote for that person. We have to look at it as seniors, because I'm a senior. How is my vote going to affect the future of our children? We tired of these folks talking. They're just talking too much. I'm not going to play that yet. You listen to the talk of Chicago 69 WGON. Our number is 773-591-1690. We are streaming live on www.wgon.com. We're on blackplanet.com. We are on Facebook, group Facebook. And guess what, y'all? We're on iHeartRadio. You can listen to us. And look, the problem we have in Chicago, you're having all over the country. This is Dorothy Wright Tillman, Talk of Chicago, Coffee Tea, in a conversation with me. Call your friends. Wake them up. Tell them we're talking about it this morning. That's why I didn't have any guests. I want you to keep talking about what's going on. We're talking. We're talking, y'all. Wake up your friends. Get your coffee. Get your tea. Come on back and talk to me. I'll be right back.
The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Hi, this is Cornel West.
And I'm Tavis Smiley.
And we're pleased to be heard once again in the great city of Chicago.
And better yet, this signal spills over into my home state of Indiana. So I guess we'll have to get Mama a new aerial for her roof in Kokomo.
Oh, that's so nice. We want you to join us for unique conversations and perspectives as we keep the focus on the least of these.
That's Smiley and West today at 11 right here on WVON, the Talk of Chicago, 1690 AM.
Hi, this is Teresa Deer, host of Let's Get to Work, heard Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 9:30. America is on the road to recovery, bringing new jobs and new opportunities. Join us as we explore ways to help you get the job you want, keep the job you have, and secure the job that's waiting for you. Join us Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 9:30, as we empower, enable, and equip you with the information you need to get the job you want. Let's Get to Work, heard exclusively on the Talk of Chicago, WVON.
Perry Small.
Hi, this is Perry Small. Join me Monday through Thursdays from 9 to 12 and Fridays from 9 to 11. We stay current on news, entertainment, and social issues that affect you. I have a lot of fun, and I think you do too.
Perry Small, weekdays at 9 a.m. on The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Another perspective. Tune in to Another Perspective with Dr. Leon Finney every Saturday from 4 to 5 p.m. right here on WVON and get a fresh new point of view. You can be more connected with Another Perspective.
Another perspective. Another perspective. Another perspective. Another perspective.
It's that time of year again when we fall back. Daylight savings is ending, so don't forget to set your clocks back an hour before you go to bed tonight. This is a friendly reminder from your WVON family.
There are all sorts of excuses for not saving energy. It's only one lamp. It's
just one TV. It's like all the way in the other room. What difference will it make if I turn things off when I'm done with them or not? If we switch to energy-saving light bulbs or put in a programmable thermostat, how much energy and money could it possibly save? Sometimes I wonder if we could be more efficient with the energy we have now and tuck away more resources for later.
You know, it just never hurts to plan more for the future. My name is
Colin, and I'm going to get started today.
We can all help save more energy for tomorrow. What's your excuse? For more energy-saving tips that also save money, visit loseyourexcuse.gov/parents. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy, the Ad Council, and this station.
And now a weather update. Winds out of the south-southeast at 9 miles an hour.
Citizens of America, this is a message from feedthepig.org. Do not be alarmed. We are here to help you save yourself. According to public records, Americans spent more money than they earned in 2005. This is the first negative savings rate in the U.S. since the Great Depression. America, we must change our behavior. We need to stop spending every dime we earn and start feeding the pig. We must start putting away a piece of our paycheck. On the 1st and the 15th, we must pay ourselves before we pay anyone or anything. We must make a budget. And yes, even consider cutting up a credit card. And we must tell a friend to do the same. America, to start moving in the right direction, we must start a movement. Join us at feedthepig.org. Find the benefits of saving for every stage of life. Log on to feedthepig.org today.
And for more traffic updates, brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
I want to change some things. I want to help more kids graduate from high school.
I want more of my neighbors to have access to health care.
I want to change what I see around here.
United Way is creating real, lasting change where you live by focusing on the building blocks of a better life, education, income, and health.
I just want to see more smiles on my sidewalk.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. For more, visit United Way at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Art Smart.
This week, enjoy Art Smart products your family will eat up. One serving of Van Gogurt contains the live and active culture your kids need. Buy one, get higher test scores free. And nothing satisfies a child's craving for self-expression like Tchaikovsky's Nutcrackers, now with more music and dance in every bite. Try original flavor or new Sugar Plum Fairy. Feed your kids the arts. Visit AmericansForTheArts.org to learn how. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Say it loud. Say it loud. Real. Some people say we got a lot of malice. Some say we got a lot of love. Brother, we can't quit until we get our shit. Say it loud! Say it loud! One more time! do things for ourselves. We're tired of beating our head against the wall and working for someone else. Play it now. Play it now. Woo! Say it loud, 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 y'all. I'm black and I'm proud, I'm black and I'm proud. Welcome back to Talk of Chicago, Dorothy Wright, Tillman Coffee Tea in a conversation with me. Are we having a conversation, y'all? Some folks going to get mad with me, other folks going to love me, and some folks going to think about it and say, what can I do to change? Talk of Chicago, 1690 WZON. Our number is 773-591-1690. You're streaming live on www.won.com. We're also on iHeartRadio Blog Talk. We on Blog Talk, y'all. You missed this show, miss some of it, tell somebody to go back on Blog Talk. We on Blog Talk Radio. You can go to Coffee Tea, Dorothy Tillman, or go to Jim Lee Underground. We also on iHeartRadio. We on Facebook, Group Facebook, and we on BlackPlanet.com. Those are all those ways to try to get to my brothers and sisters around the country. And sometimes, I know y'all be listening, and you may think I'm sometimes just specifying Chicago, but what's happening in Chicago is just in the template of what's going on in the country. And we are talking about the depopulation, the reconstruction of black people in Chicago and around this country, really, how we've been depopulated and how we also being depopulation and reconstruction. There's a hole in the black economy in this community. When they told public housing now, there was a hole left in the black community that y'all didn't understand when I tried to tell y'all about the hole in the black, that's economic hole that was going to be in the black community. We only got 10% teachers as a hole in the black community. We don't have contractors, there's a hole in the black community. When you look at government, there's a hole in the black community. As older blacks are leaving, not that many young blacks are taking their place. My hat's off to Irving for at least taking on the superintendent about black folks yesterday. Now, what I asked y'all to do is talk to Rahm Emanuel about the departments in the city of Chicago all the way through to find out how many black folks are working, how many black folks getting contracts and stuff they're doing, and also on procurement. Procurement come before you, how many black folks are getting contracts. You can go through that book, each one of those departments. This got to be one of the quietest budget things I ever heard, and I want to thank you, Alderman Irving, for at least raising the question about what's going on in the Chicago Police Department. And that's going to go across the board. Hats off and kudos to you for taking that position. And I saw Chandler rose up and said some stuff. Chandler, I know you said he said too much. They might take you out. It's better to go out standing than being there crawling. Always know that. I mean, people tell me, all this old black stuff, Doris, all this old black stuff. You're there for your people. It does not mean that you hate anybody else. In order to love anybody else, you got to love yourself. Harold Washington said to love black people don't mean that you hate anybody else. We got these haters within our own community. They hate you when you start fighting for black folks. And they run from you. And some of it is fear. I might lose what I got. You don't have anything anyway. If you don't practice group politics and group economics and group people being together, you're going to lose it anyway. That's not your money you have. I know you think it is. All these middle class, you know the middle class blacks you thought they had, now these folks have come and got off, wiped our community out. We needed you for a foundation. These black business folks who now working at the behest of Ron Emanuel going around telling folks it's all right to close schools. We need you. Nobody would do that kind of self-destruction. And I hope all these folks go see 12 years of slavery. That's a true story. It's not a playful. Why you can't see it? It's part of your history. So we're just talking about all of this stuff today, the depopulation of the black community, the repopulation of others. And I want y'all to know if you go online to find out that historical black war would never be black anymore. Never, ever. And now, you know, with all due respect to, you know, Fioretti, he's running for mayor because he's placing the third ward with Pat Dow. And I'm not saying he shouldn't run. I'm not saying he should or should not. But he's in the third ward, so he has no choice. He got to run against Pat Dow or he got to run for mayor. And, I mean, I'm not saying he's not all right or whether he is all right, but anybody that's running needs to come to us and talk to us. You got the Queen, you got all these folks running, you got your state folks running, and nobody's laying out. As bad as the black community is hurting right now, nobody's laying out anything for black people. Now, I'm going to go to the phone, but I want her to play this song and keep it in cue because all folks doing now is just talking to us to get our votes, and that's all they want. They don't care. You find somebody on the sidewalk,
that's telling you to sign this. Sign what? What do you know about this person? These people should be made to go to their community door to door to get these petitions so they can get some, hear somebody what people have to say. All they doing now, they just worry me to death. They're talking too much. I'm coming to the phone in a second. I want you to hear a piece of this in court and saving in the queue. They talk too much.
You talk too much, you even worry my pet. You just talk, talk too much.
Woo! Talking too much.
You talk about people that you don't know. You talk about people wherever you go. You just talk, talk.
Hey, just put that on, y'all. These folks talking this junk. Talking, y'all. Let me go to the phone here. Mr. Key, I'm coming to you. So you call him or come to you, and you got a minute. Don't try to take more than your minute. How you doing this morning? Good morning, Sakia.
Good morning.
How you doing this morning?
Oh, I am strong, black, and determined.
You see that? Did you see what they've done to that second war? Isn't that awful?
Well, you know what? They're going to continue to do that. And they didn't just start. It started before these current aldermen got in.
But you know that
it's
a historical. Now, come on, give me your minute.
Now, in the movie 12 Years of Slavery, that fear that I saw in that movie where our people would tremble when the slave master spoke and talked to him, I've seen that fear on jobs that I've worked in among our people.
Right.
That fear has been clocked into our genetic makeup.
Right.
And I'm telling you, I've seen it over and over again. They are still afraid to speak truth to the slave master's children.
Uh-huh.
And not until we as black people say enough is enough and stand up and start making demands, we won't make any progress.
Absolutely.
It's the fear of the slave master's children.
That's right. They stomp their feet. They stomp their feet and we jump. It's called post-traumatic slave syndrome. Thank you. Post-traumatic slave syndrome. It is, you know, the fact that we have not dealt with slavery and dealt with the effect of slavery, that's why it's still there. She's absolutely right. It is still there. It is still there. That's why people get something, and they want, when they get something, I said, I might lose this. And as she's saying about the remap, it did not start under the previous Alderman because we fought very hard to make sure that we maintain the voting age population and maintain our majority ward. That's baloney. It's easy to pass it on. But it's not. That's not true. Georgia, how you doing in Hyde Park?
Good morning, Alderman Kilman.
Good morning.
I was listening to my sister Zakia. She's up. I'm on the case this morning. I beat you up. I have not seen the movie 12 Years of Slavery, but I have worked in the job as a slave. My job. I retired last year.
But you got to go see the movie, Georgia, because it's not a play. It's a real deal.
I'm not trying to be funny, Alderman Tillman, but why come it's not over here? I live in Hyde Park, and when you said remap, until I looked at my voter's registration card, I thought I still lived in the 4th Ward, and I found out now I'm in the 5th Ward. Okay? and on top of that, they done stopped the number one bus from coming over here to Jackson. So I don't know how the people get from over here. We got to go to 35th Street or somewhere. I don't know.
Well, that's
just a little too much going on. And then LeRon Emanuel, I don't know when he's running, but I will not vote for him. Anybody I write Mickey Mouse name in, he got to go. The man has gotten too much power, and he just got to go. And a lot of these other politicians need to go.
Georgia, let's have a conversation. It's a conversation with me.
It should be a law passed that you can only be in office so many times.
Okay, Georgia, let me say something. We got a conversation going on here, or are you just making a statement?
No, I'm through. I'm listening to you.
Okay, let me just say that they are depopulation. They are depopulation in our community. When they did 12 years of slavery, they put it out a little bit because it's truthful. It is the truth. It's not no fiction. See, the butler was all right, and we enjoyed it. It felt good. But a lot of fiction was added to the butler in terms of the man having two boys, which he didn't, one going to Congress. A lot of stuff put in there was not correct. So it's kind of a feel-good. But the 12 years of slavery is actually truth of what Solomon Northup wrote about what happened. So they don't want black folks to really get an understanding to know our history. They put them in limited theaters. They do that on purpose like they do everything else. So I tell people, please, Georgia, because you're an intelligent woman, Go see it. Whatever you say, go see it, okay?
I will do that. And Alderman Tillman, stay black, 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 black.
All the way black, 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 black. No creep.
I love you, my sister.
I love you more. Thank you. I tell you, Jetta from South Carolina.
Hi, good morning.
How you doing?
Woo. I'm just a little tired, but other than that, I'm good.
Okay, can't feel no way tired. We got a big fight to do. You know you're fighting out in South Carolina.
Well, that's it. When you're fighting by yourself, you just get tired.
I understand, but you can't go. You're not by yourself. It's always you and God, and what you got to do, Jetta, is get.
You
got to get people to like minds. I tell people, they said, Dorothy, you tasked me. Notice, I'm not the only one out here. There are people that think like me. Those who think alike have to get together and decide that they want to do something. When black folks got tired of going to the back of the bus, the like minds came together and stopped it. When black folks got tired of peeing and not being able to pee in the weed, they did something. A lot of stuff, you have to come together with those who have like minds. And I know it can get hard sometimes because when you have knowledge, as Dr. King said, with knowledge comes responsibility to help those who don't have the knowledge.
Well, that's it. When people look at you and say, oh, you've come a long way and we weren't able to do this, that, and the other, and those are persons who are retired, and you really can't like get through to them like you need to.
Mm-hmm.
Since Veterans Day is coming up, I was looking at the VA website, the federal website,
mm-hmm.
and according to the website, for those who have served in World War I, because our ancestors served in all the wars,
mm-hmm.
You cannot add anyone if prior to 1997.
That's deep.
It is deep.
I have to look at that. You know why I have to look at that, Jetta? Because if you notice now, a lot of black folks are not going in the service. All these other folks are going in the service getting all these benefits now. You find other folks going in, even a lot of folks going in, and our folks are not in the service as much. So that's kind of deep, isn't it?
I was thinking since the president is the chief,
chief executive.
Commander-in-chief.
Commander-in-chief.
And he's over the Veterans Affairs. That is one area where people could be employed, entering these names, because we're preparing for our veterans program, and I wanted to find their names in this database, and it's not there.
Why don't you write to put a letter in the White House and send them a note? They got they got a place you can send notes and stuff what you want them to say, and I think that's a good idea. Thank you, Jetta. Thank you so much. Manson.
Hey, Hotep, Sister Tillman.
To you, too.
Hey, I appreciate you taking a stab at playing that record, but that wasn't the one. It's called Put Our Heads Together.
Well.
Not, they did two, Put Our Hands Together, then Put Our Heads Together.
Okay.
That Put Our Heads Together.
Ebony, tell me what you said. I'm going to try to find it. We have to go online
also,
and find it.
I also sent Ebony an email to get to you also. So
okay.
Now, it's some good news. You know, you were talking about the alderman. I want to applaud Brookings and that Latino alderman for initiating an ordinance or something relative to the victims of John Bird's torture.
Yeah. Wait, before you go there, what I was saying was that I was talking about the remap. When I really been studying it, it just kind of blew my mind how these folks have really, what they've done with this. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. I know. But that's a good thing that Brookings and them are doing, trying to get some reparations for those victims.
Mm-hmm. I think that's right. They said they ain't got no money.
And then another thing that's happening, that's Sister Cecile Johnson with the I Am Trayvon Call to Action campaign.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have a forum on November 10th at the Reformation Lutheran Church at 11310 South Forest. And it's to strengthen the Chicago Slavery Era Disclosure Ordinance. That's what they're meeting about.
Well, let me ask you this. If they're meeting about that, are they looking at the fact that the railroad, these all of them have given the railroad all its land, and the railroad have also built a hotel out there donated by Aldis where they're putting all their workers in? For the railroad to be getting all this land, are they looking at how they're going to look at that ordinance that was passed?
Well,
that you must disclose. That you must disclose slavery. Now, I know Brother Cam was really trying to fight that, and have they got with him to look at to make sure, because Cam was really fighting hard, what they can do about this. That's a good fight.
Well, Cecile and Cam, they, you know, they do things together in various organizations. So I talk to them and register that with them. But that's some good news that they're trying to do that. And the other good news, Sister Dorothy, is that that movie, 12 Years a Slave, is now at the Harper. No, it's now at the Harper Theater in Hyde Park.
Okay, so Sister Jetta, the lady that was the one that just called me from Hyde Park. No, it's at the Harper. I hope she's still listening.
Yeah, it started yesterday, and it's in two theaters at the Harper on 53rd. Also, it's at 87th Street, the Chatham Theaters.
Right.
And it's in the Country Club Hills, and so it's getting wider distribution.
Okay.
And, of course, everybody needs to go see that. This will help us win reparations, because there's great evidence in that movie that we deserve reparations.
Okay, thank you. And I want you to get the Wall Street Journal last week where they had a whole article on reparations for the Caribbeans and they mentioned us. Now, you need to get that article. Look at the Wall Street Journal where they talked about reparations where the Caribbeans are fighting for it and they mentioned black people. Thank you, man. Pastor Daniel.
Good morning, Alderman Tillman.
I don't have but a few minutes. Would you like to hold over?
I know. I just wanted to say. I can.
Okay, put Reverend Daniel.
But I'm glad that you're speaking in the tone of us coming together.
Okay, well, let me put you on hold. Put Reverend Pastor Daniel on hold. Well, we've been talking about a lot of stuff this morning, and it's very important that we look at what's going on. I mean, I've been in a state of shock. When I said the second one, which is historically black, where all of our black politics came out of, is go from Chicago Avenue to Fulton. You know, they don't expect that. Third World go, how it's going. You look at Emma's War, where you got a lot of Polish and Latinos, and you look at the other stuff, how they are slowly and quietly taking off political empowerment, and it's like reconstructing government. They're probably doing the same thing in the state. And these people are going to come to us asking us, sign petitions, and vote for them. We have got to leverage our votes. We cannot just have this. This doesn't make any sense. The depopulation of black people in the city, repopulation with other people, the depopulation of our economics, how we under attack economically, educationally, in every walk of our life, and how we got to come back, regardless, whatever our station is in life, whatever we are doing, we got to come together just to save the future. You listen to Talk of Chicago 69 WVON. Our number 773-591-1690. This is Coffee, Tea, and the Conversation with me. We're on iHeartRadio, www.voa.com. We are also on our Facebook group, Facebook. Before I go with my song, I want to play this again for the politician. You talk too much. I'm going to say that, and then I'll be back on the other side of the news.
People that you've never seen. You talk about people you can make me dream. You just talk.
Hello and welcome to Common Sense TV. I'm your host, the Doctor of Common Sense and the Junkyard Dog. They have indicted Jesse Jackson Jr. and his wife, and it is a tragic day in America. I mean tragic. This is a tragedy. Now, I don't understand why Jesse Jr. has to go to jail, because it's not his fault that the money was calling his name. I mean, the boy went to sleep, and when he went to sleep, the money woke him up and said, Jesse, rise and spend me. It wasn't his fault. I mean, if you ask his daddy, he'll tell you it wasn't Jesse's fault. Jesse Jackson Sr., could you explain to the folks what really happened?
Well, it's not Jesse's fault. Let me tell you, it's the white man making Jesse take the money. They put the money in front of Jesse. Jesse had to take the money. The money called his name at night. The money called his name when he traveled. The money made his mistress need that watch and other things. It's not Jesse's fault. I think we should sue the white man for making Jesse take the money. That's what we should do. Can't I get an amen? I'm sick of the oppression and suppression and rejection and subjection of the black man. Jesse is innocent. I'm telling you, the white man is to blame for putting the money in Jesse's hand. They knew he was bipolar. If he is bipolar, he very well can't be blamed for this. It's not his fault. white man need to stop oppressing the colored. We're still at the back of the bus. Jesse Jr. needs to get off because the white man put the money in front of him. Thank you, Jesse Jackson Sr. See, that's the mentality of the liberal mindset, especially Jesse Jackson. See, personally, I think it's the money's fault. Because Jesse Jackson Jr., the money should have known that he was going to steal it. You know, just like the gun calls people to shoot innocent people, we ban guns, we should ban money. That's the problem. If we had banned money, Jesse Jackson Jr. would never be in trouble if we just banned the money. No more money in America, damn it. Let's get money control. We start banning the money, we don't have to worry about the black man being oppressed by these white folks trying to force them to steal money. Now, let's ban money. I'm on a crusade. I'm going to get all the Hollywood actors and actresses to go on a crusade and make videos about how money is bad. We should ban it because it's causing people of color to steal the money. Now, we know they're not the only one. As a matter of fact, it's some white people that just stole some money, too. So I think, on that note, Jesse Jackson Jr. shouldn't have to go to jail because some white people got off, too. This is the logic I want to use to defend my client, Jesse Jackson Jr. His wife put a lot of pressure on him to keep up with the Joneses. And in order to keep up with the Joneses, he had to steal the money. How you think he going to get his house redecorated if he don't steal the money? Now, you people are being unreasonable. As a matter of fact, he should get a bonus because he only sold $750,000. Now, that technically makes him a rich guy because Barack Obama said anybody making $250,000 or more was rich. So we're not going to get him on tax evasion and stealing the money. We're going to get him for being too damn rich. You need to be taxed, son, because you were stealing too much money and made yourself rich. And you know we are at war with the rich. Now, why aren't the media not saying anything about this rich, spoiled brat who was born with a silver spoon in his mouth? You know Jesse Jr. would not have been elected if it wasn't for his daddy. Now, come on now. This is nepotism. Now, Jesse was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. He's a rich, spoiled kid. Want the media to say this. He stole the money because he's spoiled and rich. His daddy had been ripping off. You know, his daddy's a professional pimp. And he's been pimping, getting money for years. And then he, matter of fact, why did Jesse Jackson Sr. ever go to jail for any? I know that boy's got to have been done something to be stealing or something. It ain't fair for Jesse Jr. to go to jail and Jesse Sr. gets to stay out. As a matter of fact, let's make Jesse Sr. the sacrificial lamb for Jesse Jr. Come on, Jesse. You need to at least go to jail for your son. Take the sins of your son upon you, my brother. Jesse Jackson Sr., would you be the sacrificial lamb for you?
Well, you know, I would be the sacrificial lamb, but it's not Jesse Jr.'s fault. It's the white man's fault, so therefore I can't be the sacrificial lamb. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to let you suppress, oppress, depress, or depress me. Not going to happen. You may as well get another sacrificial lamb. How about let's get a white man to be the sacrificial lamb for Jesse Jr.? That sounds like a winner to me. Can I get a amen? That's what I think the problem is. The white man made Jesse steal the money. Now let him off. Matter of fact, give him a couple of $1 million.
So Jesse Jackson Jr. and his wife show up in federal court today, crying, weeping, blubbering into the handkerchiefs. And all the tears that they shed couldn't put those stuffed elk heads back on the wall, and they couldn't put the $750,000 back. He received 30 months. She got a year in prison, 12 months, for stealing $750,000. Are you kidding me? Try stealing $7,000 from a bank. See what happens. Try stealing $2,000 from a gas station. See what happens. You're not going to be able to pick your prison. There won't be all that nonsense. When there's no money left, when people are out of work, when the debt on the state and on the city crushes us and the federal government, you got to think of these elected officials. Their private conduct informs their public work. Okay? So if you can't tell the difference, if you went to law school, Mr. Jackson, she passed the bar. He's been in politics all his life. She's been in politics. Are you telling me that you didn't know that what you were doing was wrong?
Ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop.
I've been to the mountaintop. And I don't mean the mountaintop of that play that they made that was the worst thing in the world. But I've been to the mountaintop. He allowed me to go there, and I've seen the promised land. I looked over. I might not get there, but we as a people will get to the promised land. Dr. King was saying that if I open these doors, I know black folks are going to do like everybody else, like everybody else. They're going to bring their black brothers and sisters with them. That's what Dr. King meant. It is 7 o'clock wherever you are in the country, in the world. It is time now for you to do one thing. Stop wherever you are in the country, in the world, in the city, in the state. All in the control room over there. Take a deep breath. It is that time. Black, 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 black. One more time, y'all. Black, 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 black. Why that sounds so good. Feels so good. It is so good to be black. If you really understood how good it was to be black, I was on a plane coming home a few months ago from down south. And this lady looked at her baby and said, oh, look at you. You're so dark. You got such a pretty tan. I laughed so hard to myself. She looked back at me. Yeah, you pretty and dark. Because you got melon. Black folks close to the earth. I got to get this guy on to talk about it one day. He's really good. We're close to the earth. We got melon. We got big lips. We got nice nose. We got nice stuff. We got everything that's good. And they take it from us, tell us it's bad. And then they take it. And then you start following. Oh, yeah, yeah, black, 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 black. Listen to Talk Chicago, 1690 WVON. Our number 773-591-1690. We're streaming live, www.wvon.com. We're also on blackplanet.com. We're on iHeartRadio. We're on Facebook, Group Facebook. We are on Blog Talk. You can listen to us on Blog Talk. If you miss some of it, you can go to Jimmy Lee Underground. You can hit Coffee Tea, Dorothy Tillman. And you can find me on Blog Talk if you missed this, because it's very important you hear this. And we are talking about our future, the depopulation of the black community in Chicago, really in all major cities. They're depopulating us and repopulating it with somebody else. Won't you take a moment and look at your remap, look at your map wherever you live, and look at those boundaries. When I really looked at this map, and I got very disturbed when I realized the historical black ward, second ward, is from Chicago Avenue to Fullerton. That never will be black no more. Third ward go from Clark Street all the way over to Lakeshore Drive, Cermak, and all of you. Look at all the houses on and depopulate a little bit on the northern, keep a little on the southern end, and pick up all that stuff on the northern end. You go to 44 precincts, and the majority of your precincts is not of the white. Hey, it will not be. It's called political empowerment. We fought for black political empowerment during the 60s and the 50s and the 70s. We fought for education equality in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s. We fought for economic empowerment. What is happening is reconstruction of government. It is wiping us out. And we got all these people now coming around us telling us to sign petitions, do this. Nobody can get an office without black folks' vote. But the problem is our people do not leverage the vote. Wherever we are in the country, President Barack Obama would not be the president of the United States today if those black precincts had not come out in mass in Philadelphia, in Ohio, and all of it. I gave you the stats on that right after the election. But yet, we can't leverage our vote. Quinn would not be governor without black folks. Ron Emanuel would not be mayor without black folks. Then we the first one to get kicked in our butt like a sea of 12 years of slavery. That's why you need to go see that book. They're treating us like, do anything to them. The harder you beat them, the more they're going to come crawling to you. Our business folks have just turned their backs on the black community and looking out for themselves. Everybody, I don't mean when I said there's not a, it's not a blanket. There's always some separate, you know, exceptional to the rules. But it's like, what do I get? How do I get it? 10% educator of black people in the system. 98 million dollars plus 35 million for, you know, the BLA schools, and they say they're building leadership, they're doing this, leveraging their dollars, doing this, and black folks vote to give it to them. And then you tell us, give us a little bit of this stuff, and then you tell us, I heard some folks say, hey, why don't you call them? You know, I don't suppose, even if Harold Washington's over there doing something for black people, for the children, you're supposed to be fighting for it. We're supposed to fight for our community. That's why you're in office. You're not in office just to do what Madigan or what Ron Emanuel wants you to do. What the president even wants you to do, and wants you in office to represent your people. And then you got these people running around here. I don't sign nobody's signature standing on no corner. I never did that when I was in office. I made folks go door to door. You out there, hey, sign this. People take a dollar and have you out there signing something. They never come to your door. And then you put them on the ballot and they come in, and then the senior citizens, once again, I'm going to tell you, we have to be careful not to vote away our future. People give us a little, you mess around and get a vote ride. because, you know, you get the little bingo, you get the little this. Hey, hey, give you a little picnic, do this, and take away your rights, sell your birthright. Ministers, as they depopulate us, your church is going to be gone. Trust me. Trust me. Because they don't have a one or two churches in the community. They have one synagogue, one this, one that. You got to understand what your power is. 7735916090. Black. What's my song on the black thing, Evan? The black by black. So glad to be black. I tell you. Play it for me, Evan. Is it on? Or do I go to the phone? No, that's all right. Oh, pull it down, pull it down, pull it down. Let me go to Reverend Daniel. Black by black. Hey, Reverend Daniel, you know. Bimini song. Hey, Reverend Daniel, how you doing this
morning? Black, black, black.
Black, black, black. Bimini song.
I wanted to say this, Dorothy. It's time for new leadership. I don't know what's happening to our black leadership here in our city, but certainly we need some new leadership. And United Voters for Truth and Change is a political action community in the Englewood community of which I chair. And the name of the group is United Voters for Truth and Change.
Uh-huh.
It's been around since 1997.
Well, you know where I'm going.
But because we don't have the voice of some of the bigger talented tech people, as I like to call them, we don't get the recognition for our work. But we're willing to lay out, put our life on the line and get some change around here and some real change. Just like you say, somebody that's going to speak up for the masses and not necessarily have a personal agenda.
Right.
Our office is located in the Englewood community, 1256 West 63rd.
What's that about the depopulating? Let me tell you. Remember that. I tell folks, follow the bullets and follow the tracks. The depopulating Englewood, bringing other folks in the depopulation, depopulating our community. Did you get a chance? You're a very intelligent man.
And then we got a congressman over there. What is he doing?
Nobody's doing. I tell you, ain't nobody doing that for us. Let me tell you something. Pastor Daniel, if you look at, take a moment for me, please, because I've been looking. And look at the remap. When I looked and saw that the second ward goes from Chicago Avenue to Fullerton, then I saw three go from Clark all the way over to the lake and from Cermak over and all this stuff. I'm saying these ward boundaries have been drawn so that you're talking about getting more black leadership. It won't even be no
racially that's racially polarized.
Yeah, but it'll be where we won't be able to put black folks in position. I got to look at the state and the other maps, but it's already in there. And when you look at the economic education, all this stuff, this is kind of deep. We are really being depopulated and repopulated with somebody else in this reconstruction. So,
well, you see, we need your kind of education, but we need more education about politics, Dorothy, because that's why a lot of people don't know, because they have not been educated about what's going on.
Well, I tell you this.
So your basic citizenry, especially these young people, they're walking around in the hip-hop world, and they're not engaged like we were, you know.
But at the same time, Reverend Daniel, you got the senior citizens our age who get something free and vote against their interest. Somebody come and give them a free ticket or give them a free this or give them that. And we supposed to know better. We're not supposed to let
those
die.
As for them closing up some of these churches, and I know this is going to sound strange coming from a Baptist preacher, but some of those need to be closed.
Well, if they don't do nothing, they ain't going to have no community. And we are
they don't
really
do nothing. They don't have nothing going on in the community. They only open up on Sundays, and they need to shut a bunch of them down.
Well, you know, you don't never see no politician, Ron Emanuel, Quinn, nobody having a bunch of white ministers standing behind them, and they talk about their community. Or a bunch
of Spanish. Misuse us.
Only when they come to us, they have preachers standing by there nodding while the community is going down. Pastors, we got to do better. Thank you, Reverend Daniel.
God bless you.
God bless you, too. Now, we got to do better than this. They just use it. See, it's like you got to go see 12 Years of Slavery, and you have to also read. Because when you deal with post-traumatic slavery syndrome, you know, you remember the Manchurian candidate that they put together this guy to run for president, but it was like a certain sound they make, and they clap, and people jump back in position. These folks have done such a job on us that they think they know us. When somebody say, F the Black Caucus, or F the Negroes, do all this stuff to us, and then we still put them, and we take care of them, and they disrespect our community. Or somebody who's representing us somewhere, don't care, and you see your community going down, your school's closing, you don't have jobs, you don't have contracts in the state, the federal, or other city, and you still said, I'm going to vote for what and for who? Vote for your interest and our elected officials, we want you to leverage our vote. You're down there. You can leverage our votes with them. I tell you now, it's something. Let me see Reverend Jake's what he got to talk about. And we on Blog Talk to y'all. Reverend Jake, how you doing this morning?
Good morning. Good morning, my mentor, our leader, and disciple of Dr. King.
Yeah, thank you so much.
We are just glad today to tell you that we're having a book signing and a breakfast for my first book, which is coming out today, 245 West Graham at the Belmont Cragen Senior Suites, and that's at 10 o'clock, and we're just welcoming everybody to come and eat and celebrate with us our new book, and it's entitled Breakfast with God.
I tell you, you and there shouted, huh? Shopping book came out last week.
Yes.
Forgotten Stone or something. Now you can have breakfast with God. And while you're having breakfast with him, would you please tell him, why are we treated so bad? I tell you, something is wrong. Something is wrong.
Yes.
And we are God. We are little gods having a human experience, and I don't know, nobody's as God as we are to be going through this. So, okay, Jake.
Well, I was glad to see the alderman of the 28th Ward speaking up. Irving, for more African Americans to get positions as,
in the police department.
Absolutely, captains mm-hmm. and lieutenants, because, you know, we fought so hard on the issues of police brutality
right.
and dealing with birds and all that. And certainly, if we have more in leadership positions, we have a better chance in terms of really getting our fair share and protecting our people.
Okay, thank you, Reverend Jake. Have your
thank
breakfast
you.
With God. Let him know what's going on with the black community. They stepping on God's feet. We are the chosen ones. We're little gods having a human experience. We are little gods having a human experience, and we're supposed to be understanding what's going on here. Thank you, Reverend Jake. Thank you, Reverend Jake. Ms. Huntington, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Alderman Tillman. How are you?
All right.
I am black. I'm very proud of it. From Alabama, and I read the book of 12 Years a Slave 2 years ago. I saw the movie, and it gives me this idea that we need to start with education. So I implore everybody to call their elected officials and ask them to put on the books
Oh, no. Okay, I'm sorry. Ms. Huntington, that was an accident. They called back. They decided to get rid of five and got rid of two. Call back, Ms. Huntington. I got an engineer sitting in there for Courtney to come back. So just call back, Ms. Huntington. That was an accident. Someone sitting in to – that wasn't Courtney now. Don't get mad at Courtney. Nisha, how you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm fine. And yourself?
I'm all right. Did you get over to see High School Music? It opened up last night for our children.
Not yet.
Mm-hmm.
But you know I will, though. I absolutely will. Alderman Tillman, I agree with you 100% about this rezoning, and I want to ask you...
Depopulation and rezoning, isn't that something?
Yeah. Who's responsible for approving the rezoning?
Well, you know, the remap already been approved. You know,
the aldermen get together
along with the mayor, and they divide up the city, mm-hmm. and that's who kind of is responsible for that.
Okay, thank
mm-hmm.
you.
Now, oh, you know, when we were down there, I know Sakia called him when they started before. I don't know why she always trying to take them big, but the truth of the matter is, when we were down there, you know, we fought to make sure we maintained a certain amount of black folks, and we had black wards and stuff. And to all, you know, the fact of the matter, they sit there, and we are really, think about the second ward, all the way from Chicago Avenue to Fullerton.
That's
some deep stuff, ain't it?
It's absurd.
You should look at it.
But the thing is that I just wanted to know who was responsible for it, and I'm thank you for letting us know that it's the aldermen and that help have a part in this. So,
well, you got to look at all of the wards, Maceo, mm-hmm. and not only that, in the third ward, mm-hmm. We depopulated on the south end and went mm-hmm. from we got south and we were going down. You keep going out state, and when you get to Cermak, mm-hmm. When you get to Cermak from Clark all the way over to the lake. And Cermak and Roosevelt, it's all white. And you come back this way, and
oh, yes.
depopulate back this way. Second and third will not. This is probably the last time third world will be black. It will be black after this election. And the second one will never, ever be black again. And that's why Fioretta is running around him running for mayor. I'm not saying I'm for or against him, but he cannot, he either do that or run against Pat. He can't do that. He probably ain't going to do that. And then you got, oh, when you go on the west side, you know, Mitt's got a lot of Polish and Latino in her ward. And then you look at 27th ward, that's a danger. We got to lose that ward. And he got some other wards, too. So it's like when you hear Ron talking about, I'm going to squeeze down how many wards, he just might do that. But we have really been politically, economically, and educational, all those things we fought for is being reconstructed. And nobody's really looking at it because the masses don't understand it, and I'm not sure nobody's talking about it.
And, you know, Alderman Tillman, I have a solution. It's not my solution, but next Saturday on the 9th, Crear Presbyterian Church is sponsoring Karen Yarborough, the recorder of deeds. And, you know, so many of our people, are, especially our seniors, are being conned out of their homes. So she's going to be there to help our seniors to ensure that they are, that their deeds are in their, the property is in their.
You can call in on Matt's show through the weekend and tell him about it because I'm sure he'll want to hear about that.
Yeah. Can I give you the number of your audience, the number?
Yeah, you can.
It's area code 773-874-2132. That's 773-874-2132, and that's
okay.
Pastor Michael Miller.
And when is that?
That's Saturday.
Next Saturday?
Yes.
Oh, well, she can call in and talk to Matt Show next week. Tell her to call in and tell Matt about it.
And in closing, about the movie, you know, as you were saying, our people, we need to see, you know, there was so much, some of the greatest activism took place during slavery. And this story is about a triumphant spirit in the form of.
Why, they have you think that we didn't fight back. It shows how he fought back until he got out of there. And they need to go see it. I want my board is lit up, so I got to go. You talked about politics and everything else, so we got to move on now.
Okay, and the great Harriet Tubman said that if she could have freed many more, right?
Yeah.
Had they known, had they known that they were slaves.
Okay, that's
But the thing is that, and also this last
week. I got to go. My board is lit up.
Just one more thing, please.
You keep saying that. You don't went fast more than anybody.
Our music. You were talking about our music. And Jewel Food.
Let's talk next week about that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. I got to go now. I gave him quite a bit of a. Ms. Huntington, I'm sorry. That was an accident.
That's all right. Well, what I was saying is that we need to call our state officials and ask them to put on the books the school boards for the Chicago Public Schools, and that the funding will be equitably divided so that our children will have proper materials to work with. And we need to make sure that we have black history and the social studies in our schools so that we can, not only will we have Walter Payton is number one, and Skinner is number one.
It's a disgrace that everybody, you know what's a disgrace, Ms. Huntington, is that we celebrate one school being number one. All schools should be number one. And black folks just clapping and clapping. I thought it was a disgrace.
Yes, we should have, everybody should be number one. And the charter schools didn't have any anywhere. So,
they cut in the district's office last week too. They cut some. I gotta find out what it was. They cut some more positions. They closed down some last week too. They're constantly doing stuff to us.
Yes, and I think this is a shame. And we gotta look at that. And we gotta make sure that our children get what they need.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
And thank you.
Is this black enough for you? I tell you, I call for tea in the conversation with 773-591-1690. Hey, we got to make sure the folks know. Don't be afraid to fight the black folks. That don't mean you hate anybody else. Is this black? Am I? Some folks tell me I'm too black. I don't know what it means. Woo! Woo! Everybody practice group politics, group economics. Everybody practice group. There's something wrong with people who understand how to practice group politics, group economics, and group things. That don't mean there's nothing wrong with being nationalistic. That doesn't mean you hate anybody else. You know, it was so funny because Harold said that to love yourself and love black folks don't mean to hate anybody else. Black political empowerment under Harold Washington. Black political empowerment under Harold Washington. You know, people think it started from Harold down, it started from the bottom up. And Harold understood it was playing, not the man. He understood that. But you ain't nothing wrong with being black, y'all. There's nothing wrong with being black. Nothing at all. Bishop.
Hey, Dorothy.
Hey.
Dorothy, I think we saw the problem this morning.
What's the problem?
Now, here you, Reverend Daniels, all y'all sincere and talking about passionate. You can hear the sincerity and passion in your voice. You, Reverend Daniels, another caller, you know, concerned about the community. And you got old chicken-eating Reverend Jake.
Stop calling Reverend Jake chicken-eating now.
I'm
going
to be trying to be nice, but Reverend Jake,
Reverend Jacob Johnson, courageous
things, not bitches. Talking about his book, we got Keith Ron Emanuel and me closing down everything. That's the problem. Reverend Daniel was right. Some of these churches need to be closed down. They need to start with Jake. Now, you calling in, now you and others talking about serious problems that's affecting our community, and you can hear the sincerity and passion in y'all and concern in y'all spirit. But Harold Watson rolling over this grave. Oh, chicken eating Reverend Jake.
I'm calling Jake chicken eating. Jake, I've done some stuff. Now, you might disagree with what he called in the church. Bishop. You might disagree with what he said this morning, but Jake's have put some time out there and put some stuff out there. We can't take that away.
Thought it was really bad timing. You were talking to Pastor Daniels and others who care about the community and talking about how we need to take an urgency and a sincerity in y'all conversation. Then all he can think about is selling a book talking about breakfast with God. That's a Jake used to be out there for real.
So, Bishop, tell me this. Bishop, let's talk about let's go back to the subject what we're talking about. In terms of the depopulation of black people and the repopulation of other folks and how they're moving on us economically, politically, educationally, in every way we're being moved on. It's the reconstruction of the black community in 2013.
Here's my concern. We talk about the gangs and all the problems in our community. We got more churches. We got more church members than gang members.
Well, the gangs is a scapegoat for those who don't want to do nothing. I talked about the other day. You know, I talked about the other day.
You're right. But tell me if this makes sense, though. What if we actually, through our churches, actually got out there with the pastors leading the way? We got a church on every corner throughout Chicago.
We got three or four churches on every corner.
I just believe that that could be impactful. I was trying to do it for a long time and others. But I just think we need, and I ain't trying to beat up on Jake, but I just hope he starts focusing on the problem and not about the
I think he's receiving what you said. Well, he hear you. But I just wanted to say he have done some things. I don't want to take that away from him.
Okay.
Just like I want everybody to call and talk about you, Bishop. I know you've done some things.
I just want us to be more practical. You're right. We all behind him. Mayor Rahm Emanuel.
Not only Ron Emanuel, any elected official, black preachers stand behind them. You don't see them when they deal with a problem in the white community. They have no white preachers standing all behind them or no Latinos. Only in the black community, they're still doing a slave thing with us.
We need some people that's ready, willing to go to jail like y'all did. Don't mind being unpopular.
That's right.
When they were taking over the city of Washington, Dorothy, you was on top of that.
Went to jail every day.
You was fighting. You didn't worry about nothing. You didn't care who said what. Now we got everybody concerned about being popular. That concerns me.
Yeah.
About you.
Being popular or being black. God bless you too, Jay. Look, Bishop, we don't fight for our children and our women. Something is cowardly for our community. Got to fight for our children. Thank you, Bishop. This doesn't make any sense. We got to fight for our children. We have just got to fight for our children. Mama D, how you doing this morning?
Oh, good morning. You know, depopulation and other things are happening because blacks, we as a people, are in denial about slave mentality and have not overcome the subjugated syndrome. 12 years of slave is a call to action.
Uh-huh.
I published a pamphlet on it, and the action.
You know, wait,
Mama
D, I like that.
Things.
No, I like what you said about a call to action. And that's what I'm going to start saying, that the people go see it because it's a call to action.
Right. Four things I want to see. Mm-hmm. An executive order by President Barack Obama to commemorate December 18th, the signing of the 13th Amendment that will annually have the President of the United States place a red, black, and green wreath on the White House lawn, have the mayor of New York pour libation at the Statue of Liberty, encourage corporations, the United States government, and individuals of diverse backgrounds to buy from a black business or black person on that day, make the book 12 Years a Slave by Solomon Northrup and the 1967 Kerner Report required reading in all USA schools that receive funds from the government in whole or in part. And I'm scheduled to speak tomorrow about it at the Temple of Mercy, 1716 West 79th Street, the Sex Preacher. If 12, he meets 12 to p.m., and it's a free dinner. He started, for everybody in the community, has started that program during the holiday season. Next Sunday, I'm scheduled to speak at the Forum on 55th in Washington Park Fieldhouse, off okay. 55th and King Drive. I was on Star Planet with W.L. Litter.
Oh, yeah.
On Thursday. You can dial it up. Yeah, and we're on the move. I plan to get with Reverend Daniels again because, hey, if the president can give reparations to non-citizens, he can do this little thing.
I mean, this is great. Look what Jesse White just did the other day, Mama. Look what Jesse White did.
I'm sorry?
Look what Jesse White did the other day.
Hey, look. As long as we have not overcome that slave mentality that John Brown dealt with when he was in jail, it's that Negro question. Everybody on the planet Earth have dealt with the Negro question, but the so-called Negro.
Okay.
The chains was taken off of the bodies when we was emancipated, but they were not taken off the chain, off the brain, and the only way you can take them off the brain is to take them off yourself.
Thank
so
you.
Got
all that, Mama B. I like that.
That are not liberated, ma'am. 773 respect for my schedule and
773 respect. I'll keep mentioning that. And thank you for a call to action. Thank you, Mama D. It is definitely a call to action. Jimelita Tillman, my youngest daughter, how you doing? That executive director of the Harold Washington Culture Center.
Hey, now I'm doing great. Your show is on fire today, and thanks for having me on with all this call to action going on.
Yeah, we got High School Musical going on. I understand those children was out there yesterday having a good time. I mean, you want to see some kids really doing, these black children that got really at the Harold Washington. Tell me about High School Musical.
Well, High School Musical opened up yesterday with a strong crowd. The show, yes, one weekend left. The show times tonight at 5 o'clock, tomorrow's 5 o'clock, and we have a senior community day on the 6th, and then we close out next weekend on Veterans Weekend. And all that.
Wait, now, slow up a minute. The seniors is Wednesday, and they have a $10 ticket, right? And the field day,
yes.
We got children and seniors. You got one field day, and then we have this weekend and next weekend.
Yes.
Okay.
And we have 10 and $15 tickets available on the weekends for WVON listeners. All they have to do is come and say they heard it on WVON.
So how soon is it going to start? What time tonight?
Tonight the show is at 5 p.m. Tomorrow the show is at 5 p.m.
And doors open at 4, show is at 5.
Yes, ma'am.
If you want to support our children, y'all need to come out and at the same time support the Harold Washington Culture Center. You can say that you were WVON, you pay $15 for your ticket. That's this weekend. And then we also have Wednesday, we have next weekend. We need your support, y'all. After that, we got Ebony Scrooge. If I can, but it's the last weekend, I would like to. I should have had some of the children on this morning. I wasn't thinking about it because so much is going on with this depopulation. But once again,
yes.
More information, 773-373-1900,
773-373-1900,
right?
Yes, ma'am.
And can they buy tickets at Harold Washington?
They can buy tickets at Harold Washington. And, again, the tickets are only $15 for WVON listeners and $10 for children.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Jimelita, the executive director of Harold Washington Culture Center. Hang in there, keep fighting, and we're going to be all right. Thank you. You know, that's and then maybe next week they can go and let, even though it's last weekend over the push, and let them see our children who are doing high school. Those kids are doing an awesome job. See, I'll go out and support our children while you talk about everything else. Micah Perry. Michael?
Well, good morning, my big sister. How are you this
morning?
I'm
fine, Michael. How you doing?
I am incredible. The God that we both serve granted me another day, and I turned 53 today. And
You just want to be a senior citizen.
It's a wonderful day, but I called to let you know next Saturday at Rainbow Push, Reverend and the Rainbow Push Coalition, we are calling folks out to action. It's too much going on from the redistricting piece you talked about.
Did you hear that when I tell you the second ward goes from Chicago Avenue to Fullerton. The third ward goes all the way over to the lake to Roosevelt Road, from Clark to the lake and all that. So it's depopulation. And then you got Emma. The other wards over in Emma, she got a lot of Hispanics and police.
Yes,
she does. We are depopulating, and we also it's like reconstruction, Michael.
Well, you're using the wonderful education that you have been gifted with, but you better tell folks they're being squalled out, as the old folks say. They're getting squalled out.
Okay.
And it is going on. But next Saturday, we are getting people engaged,
mm-hmm,
and going back to the streets like we used to when,
mm-hmm,
I was a kid.
Taking it to the street.
Reverend is taking it to the streets. We are having a membership regalvanization of the community next Saturday,
okay,
November the 9th.
Taking
so
it to the streets.
Everyone. And then the last piece is, please, please go see 12 Years a Slave. Don't get caught up in the fact that it's another slave movie. No, go see it because it will free your mind.
If you free your mind, your behind will follow. Thank you so much.
Your behind will follow. Love you, darling.
Love you, too. Free your man. Your behind will follow. I tell you, yes, it will. Belinda, how you doing this morning?
Oh, good morning, sister. How are you?
I'm all right. God is good.
Praise the Lord. He is good. You know, I want to commend how you're embracing the movie of 12 Years of a Slave, and I wish that every black teacher in the Chicago public schools would take their kids to see that.
Let's take them to the Holocaust.
Okay. Because, you know,
and not saying, and I don't think, Belinda, I don't think the Holocaust was a good thing, but I think black folks look at other folks' stuff more than they do their own. They want to hide.
Yeah,
they want to hide. They don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, and they don't let you forget the Holocaust and our kids either, because my kids, when they was in school, they had to study that and do everything on that. But we should embrace that movie, and to the Chicago Public Schools teachers, please take them kids to see that, and maybe this would deter some of this violence in our neighborhoods and let them see how our ancestors was treated,
mm-hmm,
and how we should love each
other. And then
other.
You can also see how they're doing us now. It's so similar, but a little different, but it's similar. It's the same way. We're still being treated bad.
Can I just say one more thing?
Mm-hmm.
To these ministers out here, stop letting these politicians grace your pulpit, and then they leave your people with nothing. And then that makes me believe that you're self-serving, because you got to be getting something to let them run up in there like that.
That's right. My pastor, don't let no policies come in this church. I'm the only policies that win in this church. Pastor Hunt, he's really got a Dr. King spirit, and we're doing stuff out there. He's young, and we're trying to work with him and direct him. But Pastor Andrew Hunt got a whole other kind of mindset. We got to have Dr. King types preachers. These preachers got to go on out here. We need the Dr. King preachers. Thank you, Belinda. For having
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you, too. I tell you, this is really something. Sal, how you doing this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning, Sal.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Good. Alderman Irvin is rightfully being recognized for the stance that he has taken with the
police department. Uh-huh.
Right. But I also want to recognize him for what he's doing in his ward. Last Saturday, he had a meeting with a group of men at the church there in Central Park and Fifth Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
I was so moved by the number of black men who were there.
What was it there for?
To organize, to talk about the problems and how we can identify solutions or offering solutions to address the issues in that immediate area.
Well, I think that when I look back, when people were there, they don't know. So he had a meeting of bringing black men together.
Absolutely.
And they were talking about the problems and trying to come up with solutions. Well, hats off to him.
Absolutely. Now, for those who are interested in, I want to give you his office number, if I may.
No, they can find it.
I'm sorry?
You can give it, but they can find it because he got two numbers.
773-533-0900.
Mm-hmm.
0900. The other, Dorothy, this gentleman who called in about Reverend Jakes. Now, I've got some issues with Reverend Jakes, too, but I'm taking it to his face. I would never call in to prosecute.
Well, I say, I don't want, but let's not perpetuate it. I stopped him and dealt with it.
Yeah,
so we don't let's talk about what we're talking about here. We want to use this show to talk about that. Back to our solution. Forget that I've already dealt with the sale.
Fine. Well, there's another word that I want to us to really bring back, and it's called conniption.
Okay.
I thought it was a word that we had really made up as a kid. We used to use it all the time, conniption fit.
Mm-hmm. Having a conniption fit,
Yes,
I remember that.
A conniption fit on somebody.
Okay.
It's actually a word.
Well, my grandma said you have a conniption fit. You go sit in that corner and shut up.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And it really means us doing what everybody is suggesting, that we need to speak out, step out, take action, get involved, have a conniption
fit. Have you seen
fit.
The play? Have you seen the movie?
I read the book. We were going to go last night to take the grandchildren, but when I saw that it was rated R.
That's all right. It's only because of all the fighting. This is the real stuff about history. The Jewish community don't keep their people away from the real stuff. It's a real true story.
You're absolutely right, but I wasn't sure. And
I
know they're
young. You cut their eyes. What's some stuff they need to see?
All right, we're going to go first, and then we'll take the grandchildren. If
okay, and call me and let me know what you think. Call me next week.
Dorothy.
Okay.
May I say this?
Hurry up, because my board is lit up.
I did a video last week that documented my psychic powers.
Uh-huh.
On 16th and Wandale.
Uh-huh.
I talk to vacant lots now. They tell me.
What they tell you?
How bad they feel about being so disrespected, dishonored.
Oh, my God. The vacant lots. What about the size of the expressway?
They identify who it is that's responsible for them looking that way.
Okay.
The video will be coming out. Celine is going to review it.
Okay.
And I'll be introducing it to the community.
Okay, Mr. Psychic. The psychic said call me next week and tell me about that movie, Mr. Psychic. I don't know what the hell I'm going to do with this man. Robert, how you doing this morning?
Good morning, daughter.
Good morning.
Good morning. Day for yesterday, I took some young people over to down 79th Street to the east side, southeast side, where they're doing that new construction, just to show them the changes that have happened in this neighborhood. And while they're arguing with each other, fighting each other, and being disrespectful towards each other, I showed them what was going on behind their back.
Mm-hmm.
And I was showing them the fact that they're not cared for because of the fact that this man, this element that exists, what he's thinking about is having these people placed in confusion while they're steady, building, taking, and everything.
Right, that's why I played that song.
Anybody,
talk too much.
Now, if anybody goes on that east side, they'll see the development that is occurring right now. They're not going to stop there. Once they take care of that lakeshore area, they're going to start working their way back west. To a Stony Alley.
Well, you know what? I drove the whole route to the south offshore yesterday, and that's why they had all this killing and stuff going on, because they want to take that area. But you also got to come to west and look around them railroads around 47 over there all the way back, how the railroads, there and there's all the way around, and you go all the way out to Pullman, you get all the way out to Roseland and see the railroad company taking over, too. So,
I saw that. I saw all that area being worked on right now. And
right.
I went down an Oakenwall around 41st, all those new complexes that they put up. And I took these young people right in and I said, now you see what's going on? I said, do you all see what's happening right now? And basically some of them were appalled, but other ones, they didn't get the message.
Yeah.
And it's sad because of the fact
But this is not, it's not their fault. Wait a minute, Robert.
No, it's not their fault.
You know, Robert, but when you got the business folks, some of these black business folks need to ride around and think about our black community. Our politicians need to ride around. It's like our community, the children have been left. Nobody have looked out to lay a future out. Everybody's looking out for themselves and not thinking about the future and coming together. And my hat's off for you taking those children. And I'm glad you understand the depopulation and the reconstruction of the black community.
Well, Dorothy, I'm hoping that one day we, as the adults, come together seriously and recognize how important this situation is, because eventually we're going to end up being like the Indians.
Oh, yeah. They own them. We're going to continue this. Every week we're going to talk a little bit about depopulation. Thank you, Robert. I don't think black folks understand this depopulation piece. They're too busy looking out their own little windows. The windows are much bigger. Lenore, Leonard?
Yes, how you doing, Dorothy?
I'm fine. How you doing, my brother?
All I can say is this, that our appointed, anointed, elected leaders, they all voted for this redistricting.
Yeah.
That's what our leaders saying do it to us.
Yeah, and I got to look at the state stuff I've looked at, but what you have seen is a demise of political, black political empowerment. And then
yes.
You look at that, and then you look at the education political empowerment for black people, you look at economics, and you look at all this stuff, and say, God, dog.
Just want to make 2 points, and remember this. Maybe our people will get better schools because all of our appointed and anointed leaders voted to close our schools. They voted to close the schools. I mean, we got 5,000 black churches. We don't have any stores.
Let me tell
we
you something,
5,000 black churches, they don't have any decent black church schools at all.
Let me tell you something, Leonard. One thing I've learned in my 66 years of life and out here working for black people, and since we've opened these doors and put these business folks and these other folks in place, that this man cannot do anything to black people if black folks don't be willing to be cue balls and be in front for them to be able to do it. They always use black folks to help
them. I mean, look at Bobby, Danny, and Robbie. They won't even fight for us to get jobs.
Well, you got to look at all of the stuff that's going on around here, economically and politically. You
yes,
got to look at
all our leaders, our political leaders, are just selling us out.
Elected
and on
another point.
I look at the state. I look at the city. We're gonna get more cameras now in our neighborhood. They're gonna make money off us.
All right.
Speeding at 12 o'clock at night, driving through a school zone.
And then let me say, let's not. There's always somebody stick their head up. So we said most, not all. There's always a blanket. Thanks, Leonard. There's always someone who don't or won't. Don Cisco, I was going to play Why I Sing the Blues, but I might not have time. Don Cisco, how you doing? How you doing?
I don't know, Dorothy, how I'm doing, because when I listen to you, I get disorientated. I'd be so happy.
Black.
I'm going to have tea, and I'm going to have, what's the other thing you're serving milk for? Let me give you some milk to nurse on. Remember I gave you an assignment about 3 weeks ago? I asked you what did you think would be the first starting foundation that would strategize or give black people the strategy necessary to begin to affect their economic recovery, their political recovery, and for them to lay claim to the divine inheritance that they receive from the eternal sovereign father himself. I'm asking you again, did you do your homework?
I didn't get a chance to. I have to say, I flunked out of school on that one. That's a lot of homework you gave me.
Yeah, you know what, and I know you're busy, but
you got to give me some answers next week. You're going to have to let me cheat on the test next week. Call me and give me some answers.
Right,
but call early. Don't wait so late to call, Dunn. Call early and give me some answers.
Let me ask you one more thing. We need you in a think tank. Would you be willing?
It depends on who's in it.
Okay.
I don't want no brain drain. Okay?
I like that.
I don't want a brain drain. I ain't got time for folks who scared to be black.
I that, but guess
okay.
What? The people who are in this think tank, guess what? They all black.
Okay.
Real black.
Well, call me
and
next week. Call earlier.
Okay.
Call early. I want to say everybody from Blog Talk who's listening, thank you for listening. I want to, Renee from Facebook, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
I'm all right. How you doing? I'm all right.
Oh, good. Well, I was just calling. You had mentioned the schools and people getting laid off, and they laid off 79 people from the area offices.
That's
those
what I was trying to remember. It was
the
area. It was the area office. Now, what was that area at, Renee?
Well, one of them was our area, the Lyndale, North Lyndale, Austin area.
Mostly
they
black people.
Yes, predominantly. Mm-hmm. So they dismantled that. They're going to have less area offices. And they're going to expand the other ones.
Okay.
So
thank
we lost a lot of black people.
I just wanted to know. I couldn't remember. Thank you. That's what I'm telling you. They slipped that in real quick, and you didn't know. Because now everybody want to know why I sing the blues. This is why I sing the blues. Everybody wants to know why I sing the blues. I'm going to keep on singing them, y'all. We got to hang on in there. Why I sing the blues. Everybody want to know why I sing it. I'm going to tell you what happens is people want to – I'm telling you, this stuff is deep. Everybody want to know. They depopulating us, reconstructing us. But we'll be all right, y'all. Let's stand up and fight. Let these folks know we're not no fools. Woo! Come on, BB. Well, you're a slavery. Woo! Everybody want to know, y'all. But I know why. Hey, come on, BB. Our people just sing the real music. They didn't talk that other stuff.
played in a ghetto flat, cold and numb. I heard the rat tell a bedbug to get a roasting drum. Everybody wanna know.
Everybody wanna know.
Why I'm singing the
blues. Ooh, ooh, come on, y'all.
Yes, I've been around a long time. People are paid mine.
I done paid my dues, y'all. Hey, y'all been listening. Woo! B.B. King, y'all, I'll pay more next week. Mama D, you got 30 seconds, and I got to get out of here. I want to know why you sing the blues, Sister B.
I'm going to tell you why, because God is still on
the throne. He's still on the throne?
Still on the throne.
Okay.
Anytime you've been blind and your eyes are open,
yeah,
and you still doing the same thing, you got to sing the blues.
Well,
but
thanks.
This is why I call you Sister Dorothy.
Uh-huh.
I'm over here in the second ward. I've been over here for years. I saw Theo already doing stuff.
You ain't in the second ward no more, dude. You better look at your voter registration card.
I know, but you remember that area.
But where you at now ain't the second ward no more. I'm just trying to tell you. You better look
are
at
you
it.
Sure? Are you sure?
Look
let
at
me
it.
Just say this. You know that area on Madison between Western and Halston?
Mm-hmm.
That used to be, people used to be laying out there drunk, no shoes. Oh, that was.
It was called Skid Row.
Skid Row. Boy, I couldn't think of Skid Row.
Hurry up. I got to go, D. We'll talk about it next week.
Yeah, but you should see them houses.
I see them every time. I ride to see them. I'm always over there.
Let me just say this about all these new developments. You know why we can't move into them? Because we can't afford them. Okay, baby.
Thank you. As we depopulate and we repopulate, and we got to repopulate, and we got to understand that reconstruction, depopulation is on the way. Hey, y'all, well, we can do it. You've been listening to Talk of Chicago, 1690. Here in Chicago, y'all, all over the country listening to us. This is Coffee Tea, a conversation with me, Dorothy Wright Tillman. It is so black, ain't no cream in it. Hey, we can sing the blues. We can fight back, y'all. We don't have to take this, and we will do it. We have to leverage what we have. This is the time, y'all. I'll be back next week, 6 to 8, and I want you to come on back and join me. Until then, don't be scared, because reparation only means to repair the damage. And repairing the damage, we have got to put a Marshall Plan together for the black community. And hey, you preachers and politicians and leaders, understand that we got to leverage what we got. God is on the throne. God is real. Reparations now.
They cut children from my queen's gut. Yeah.
to always.